AA wasn't a household word in Saskatchewan. My father said, I don't know what it is, but he said, your brother is not going to die. And he said, he's been transformed and he works and everything was good. And when I heard Hoffer say AA, I thought, whoa, I'm going to get transformed. This is fabulous. So I went. I was in Prince Albert. If you ever get a chance, I don't know if there are CDs around anymore, from Cece Corrigal. Cece Corrigal was the lead 12-stepper in Prince Albert. And so they welcomed me into AA, and I took my seat to this side, third seat over, that's where I sat. I'm going to get transformed. I mean, when you think about it, all the education that I had, don't trust information unless it's information that motivates your soul or information that you know what to do with. I did not. I'm sitting there. I'm going to be transformed. That was the attitude, and I did nothing. And then, you know, about 2 weeks went by. I haven't had a drink. I can't live without a drink. You know, in the big book, there's a paragraph that talks about all the ways we tried to stop drinking. I identify with everything in the book except that paragraph. I never once tried to stop drinking. Just couldn't do it. Didn't want to, didn't have any interest in living without booze. Because when I was quiet inside, hell broke loose inside. I'm alone, nobody cares about me, and all that kind of stuff. If you don't have that stuff, good for you. I did. And so I was there 5.5 years, so as I said, 3 weeks went by. I need to feel different. I can't stand the way I feel. How many of you understand that? Ah, good. You know what I'm talking about. I need to change it, so I took drugs. I like you. You got me. So I sat in AA stoned for 5.5 years. And I did everything. I went to meetings. I 12-stepped. Wouldn't you have loved to be a sponsee of mine in those days? And eventually then, as I said, I was getting worse and worse. I couldn't work anymore. Up to this point, the booze allowed me to come out of my shell. It allowed me to be the kind of person that I wanted to be. It wasn't doing that anymore because I was getting physically sick, and I'm basically strong and healthy, and I was getting physically sick, and I was doing stupid stuff, like going for job interviews in a blackout, telling them how good you are and how much good you're going to do. It didn't work so well. And so, as I said, I married the psychiatrist. He too was alcoholic. And we had the high life, didn't last. And we lost everything. And I wound up on a park bench. That's where if I think back to those years, I had every opportunity for a good life. I had the brains, I had the smarts, I had the teachers, I had people who cared for me, and I just couldn't pull it off. Because once I had experienced that sense, I said to a sponsee not too long ago, she kind of dropped her jaw when I said it, because she was in trouble and she was feeling bad, and I said, well, I said, we can pray, we can do some step work, or I said, there is a way that you could feel better in 10 minutes. She said, oh, what's that? I said, go to the liquor store. It's true. No use saying it isn't true. It is. I would put, you know, if I were in trouble and I needed a drink, you know, I was kidding, of course, because she had done that so often. So I wound up on a park bench. That